Independence Day edition of Rosie on the House. Every Saturday morning, we're here on the radio trying to become your best friend. We want to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, and we choose to do that by informing you, educating you, and protecting you. So under the banner of protecting you, let me alert you to a particular company that is being very, very aggressive. They come knock on your door, kind of the, you've heard the song before. Well, we're in the neighborhood. We've got some leftover material. They're not wearing any masks from the reports we're getting. Today and today only, we have this special offer to give you. So one of our astute Rosie on the House listeners had the person stand at the front door and went to the website. This company has 700 complaints with the Better Business Bureau. They're out of Utah, and they have sites throughout the country. All the complaints are the same. They're pushy. They promise they're impossible to cancel. It's poor customer service. So if someone knocks on your door using those tactics, I'm going to name them. They're called Aptiv Environmental, and they're marketing pest control products. They're apparently hitting Arizona hard, and they wouldn't be the first crooked contractor we help run out of the state. So buyer beware, Aptiv Environmental. Just look at the Better Business Bureau website, 700 complaints. Come on now, people. All right, we had another email from Brian out in Queen Creek, and he says, you know, he has a large project. It's going to be big numbers, and I know hiring a general contractor costs money, but when do you decide to hire a general, and when do you decide to maybe just be the general yourself? Well, the biggest part of that question is how much time do you have? Here are the best arguments I can tell you for hiring a remodeling contractor who's got a long-standing, successful relationship in the community. One, they've already weeded out every subcontractor not to use. You, as a homeowner directing the contract, are probably going to find a lot of subs by live and learn that you wouldn't use a second time, but you're not going to have a second job. So a general contractor is going to bring the right subs to the job. If that contractor is astute, he's going to be buying from that subcontractor considerably better than you can buy. If I'm an electrician and I've got one remodeling contractor giving me 7 or 8 jobs a month, he gets a much different price than a homeowner calling me. And I know as an electrician that homeowner is going to be their own general contractor. So I'm probably going to be called to the job more often than need be. I'm probably going to be going to the job before it's ready. I'm going to basically be educating the homeowner how to be a superintendent. That you get a much different price than the experienced remodeler does. And that goes the same for all the supplies as well. And then think of the timing involved. There was a study that came out from Howes just this week that said the median kitchen remodel spent in 2019 was $12,000, and it took 4.5 months to get done. Now, folks, that doesn't make any sense. I can tell you at Rosie Wright Remodeling, we've never done a kitchen remodel for $12,000. I think about the lowest we've ever done is about $15,000, and it was plastic Formica countertops that came out, plastic Formica countertops that went in. The cabinets simply got refinished. The flooring didn't change. The appliances didn't change. We did a little touch up in the lighting. You can't remodel a kitchen for $12,000 if remodeling a kitchen in your mind is will pull and replace everything.
I think the term remodel is lightly. How do they use that? What do they consider remodel? Because it's not just Howes, but I've got this for the 10 o'clock hour, just a number of other reports and articles about, you know, that what homeowners are investing in their homes right now, and they give an average dollar amount. And I'm like, you can't hardly get anything done for that amount.
It doesn't mesh well with the cost versus value report that has gained a lot of credibility over the last 15, 20 years.
And when you're talking time frame on 4 months, this homeowner in Queen Creek, when he was trying to decide, do I do it myself or hire a contractor, he said, I'm taking 8 weeks off. I said, well, eight weeks isn't even enough time for you to get the design and pull permits.
Yeah, and for the size, he mentions what his budget is, and 8 weeks would be a good start, but it isn't going to, you're going to get to a point, but it's going to be a pretty critical part of the job 8 weeks into it that's actually going to require more and more time. So you have to consider what your time is worth, and you've got to consider what your patience is with subcontractors calling you and telling you, well, I know I was scheduled today, but I can't make it. Well, I know the inspector was supposed to come today, but my work isn't ready for him. So the inspector comes up, the job's not ready. You get red tagged, then you're delayed a couple days there. And the one guy that caused the delay isn't the only problem. Then you have to contact every other sub down the line and push them off 3 or 4 days. It's very, very time intensive. How many dead days are you going to have on the project while you're trying to consider what to do next, which sub is going to come in next? So you can do it by yourself. If you do, I would highly encourage you to use Rosie on the House certified subcontractors. But if you don't have the time or the patience, and if you want it done where every day something's getting done, there's no dead days, then you probably ought to call a licensed contractor. Here's how a licensed contractor charges. Let's just say your budget is $10,000 for whatever job you want done. One third of that is going to be supplies, material. One third of that is going to be subcontractors and labor. The last third of it is going to be overhead, profit, supervision, and general conditions for the general contractor. Now, if that general contractor is buying correctly, you'll be buying from him about the same price you'll be paying retail, but you'll get all the supervision, all the liability insurance, all the general condition coverage, and all the headaches evaporated. So that's how I tell people they need to be thinking about whether or not to hire a general contractor. I want to get back to load-bearing walls, and I want to get to back to the Declaration of Independence with Dr. David Dean. Dr. Dean, so the Declaration is drafted July 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
It's edited and finalized and approved July 4th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But that's still not the document we see historically.
No. So a couple things happened right after that. Thomas Jefferson went to a local printer there in Philadelphia right after the thing was adopted and took what they call a fair copy. And a fair copy is basically the secretaries in Congress, they're making copies of what's going on and whatnot. So he takes one of those with the approved language on it over to a printer and asks that guy to John Dunlap to commit an act of treason, typeset and print 200 copies of this document because we're going to circulate it. And that's what we know as the Dunlap broadside. It's a typewritten looking document of the Declaration of Independence that was circulated around.
Any surviving copies of that?
There were 200 total. There's a number of them that are still out there. They're worth millions. People find them all the time tucked behind a painting or something at a yard sale. It's really, so if you come across one of those, yes, buy every old painting at an antique store you can. I guess there might be some behind there because they don't have accounted for all 200 of them, I think.
Okay.
But that was read in Philadelphia on July 8th. It was read by Washington and New York on July 9th. That was the copy that was circulated around. On August 2nd, Congress comes back together and they sign what's called the engrossed copy. That's the one with the pretty calligraphy.
That's a picture you see on the pretty paper.
Uh-huh. The parchment, the one that's in the National Archives. They signed that one. That's called the engrossed copy. And all 56 signers signed that one, and we have that one. And a second engrossed copy was also signed by only Charles Thompson and John Hancock. And we know John Hancock because he signed it really big. The reason why only two signed that one, because that was going to go over to England, that copy. And the other 54 people didn't want their names.
Wow.
As treasoners, you know. So that copy got sent over. The king.
John Hancock and?
Charles Thompson.
Charles Thompson.
T-O-M-S-O-N. And so that copy goes over to England. But the king already knew. He had spies that had heard about this. In fact, in August, they were also printing copies of the Declaration of Independence in Belfast, Ireland, and circulating them around England also as to kind of drum up some kind of support.
Wow.
Things. Because, you know, people in Ireland didn't really like England at the time. And so so the word was getting out there. But that's how the king kind of found out unofficially. Then officially this engrossed copy makes its way there with these two signatures on it. But that didn't get signed until August 2nd.
And I want to do a little adjunct here in the next segment about, okay, that's the Constitution. Done, sealed, signed, delivered.
The Declaration.
The Declaration. Mm-hmm. But then let's talk about the Constitution in just a minute. Let's bring Fred into the conversation, calling from Tucson real quick. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
What you up to today?
I appreciate. Well, I have a 1948 hand-built adobe house. The water pipes got broken, and it filled up with water, three adobes up, all the way through the entire house. I now have the peeling and shedding the adobe, and I'm trying to find out how to stabilize that adobe by either putting some kind of a paste on it or a paint, something that will stabilize that adobe. At one time, there was a fella named the Adobe Doctor,
yeah,
and he's retired,
yeah,
and I haven't, and he's not available anymore. But he had done work here in the past when we expanded a three-car carport.
Okay.
Into
you had the right guy on the job, John. I'm gonna have to do, Fred, because it's authentic adobe. I'm gonna have to do a little work because John was always my go-to expert as well. But there are a couple other guys. There's a guy in the National Forest Service that was working with the town of Vail to rebuild the adobe railroad depot. Let me get a hold of a couple guys, and then I'll get a hold of the guys over at Kowalski, and we'll. I'm not going to know someone right off the top of my head, but I won't let you down. We'll do a little research and find somebody for you.
That would be much appreciated. Thank you very much.
All right. You betcha, Fred.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U if you'd like to join the conversation. Text questions 411-923. And next segment, we'll be giving away the next American-made flag from Valley Forge Flag Company. If you've been paying attention to Dr. Dean, we won't hold you accountable for correct spelling of all names and everything, but be ready. 411-923. We'll give away the next American flag. We are Paige, our winner called earlier, so we've already got our 8 o'clock one set to send here at the end of the broadcast.